Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, two great radio stations across America, to our great affiliate down there in the Caribbean. Hello, Bahamas. Hello, Puerto Rico. Appreciate you folks tuning in and listening to us right now. And hello to the U.S. Virgin Islands. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody who's working on the Third Watch right now, especially the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things that we have over there for you to see. All right. Joining us right now from the Edwards Notebook, it's the Edwards Notebook guy, Ron Edwards. Ron Edwards, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And I did that for Flip, who's listening. There you go. Okay, now let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we're going to start this by talking about the amazing pardon of three military men that the president did last night. First of all, U.S. Navy Chief Eddie Gallagher restored to the rank of chief, where he will be allowed to retire with dignity. His record has been expunged, and he's been pardoned. U.S. Army Special Forces Major Matt Goldstein, who was facing murder charges, his record has been expunged, and he has been pardoned. And United States First Lieutenant, the one that was in prison the longest, who was railroaded by the JAG Corps, I mean railroaded, U.S. Army First Lieutenant Clint Lorenz, his record's been expunged, he has been pardoned, and he was restored to the Army rank at First Lieutenant with full pay, will be getting back pay, and if he wants to stay in, he can. If he wants to leave, he can do that too.
You know, I was so happy when the report came down that he did this, because we were pulling for these guys. And when you looked at the stories originally, we knew that something was awry there. And it was just great. The new signal that Trump intends to use his power as commander-in-chief to be the ultimate arbiter of military justice in ways unlike many other presidents. Because in the past, and you probably know this, Captain, many times presidents would leave things as they would be and wouldn't get involved in these kinds of cases, very often, that is. And it was very good to see Trump get involved in this situation, or all three of them, and it was a godsend, in my opinion.
Well, two of the three came as a result of the Obama administration and the JAG Corps, and the third one happened a little bit later, and it was a little bit, we call that showboating. But even Eddie Gallagher, he did not take the picture that he was photographed in. Someone else took the picture and then posted it.
Yeah, but thank God for Donald Trump. And he does a lot of things like that. I mean, he gets involved and And because when he finds out about situations that where there's unfair things going on, and it comes across his desk, he usually gets involved, and that's a real testament to, in my opinion, of a great leader.
Now, last night, I was at a tremendous function, the Statesman of the Year function for the Republican Party of Sarasota. Senator Rick Scott was there. Our great friend, Congressman Vern Buchanan was there, who we helped get elected originally in 2006, and our also great friend and confidant and military veteran, Greg Stube, was there, who we helped get elected to Congress. He'd been a state representative, state senator, and then he wound up getting elected to Congress. Very, very good, sound people. And, of course, we had Joe Gruters there. But we also had the Statesman of the Year, Lindsey Graham. And he wowed the crowd with what he had to say last night. I have never heard Lindsey Graham say the things that he said in the way he did. It absolutely woke everybody up. This guy is the real deal. And he is 199% in Donald Trump's corner.
Well, that's good to hear. You know, he has been saying many of the right things in interviews recently during, you know, the Trump administration and all of that. And I have been wondering, on and off, is this guy for real or is he not? Because he was quite different when John McCain was alive.
And I know why. And I know why. We heard that last night. Yep.
Okay. Well, why?
Respect. Now, a prisoner of war gets respect whether you like him or you don't like him. A prisoner of war gets respect that other people don't get. And the other thing was that was a camaraderie, a friendship, and that's what that was all about. And I will never say anything bad against John McCain and his military record. There are some people that have tried to say, well, he got special this and special that. No, he didn't. They beat him to a pulp.
Yeah, you cannot take that away from him. No, I don't take away his military record. I don't mess with that.
Nope. Now, did he have some other problems? Yep. Could it have come from the PTSD and all that? Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, he changed. Yeah, once he got some power as a senator and all of that, he kind of changed, in my opinion. But like you said, you cannot mess with his military record. I wouldn't do that.
Nope. But Lindsey wowed the crowd. It was really something to see, something to hear. Senator Rick Scott was nothing short of phenomenal. Again, Congressman Vern Buchanan and Congressman Stube, they were all right there. All right, hang on there. Folks, we're going to come right back with more with Ron Edwards. And by the way, here we go. Flip is in there again. Ron Edwards, yep, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
And yet, another reason to ignore rich leftist-leaning NBA sports personalities. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, I am thoroughly convinced that Democrats, whether rich, poor, dumb, or intelligent, hate the United States of America. Whether it's LeBron James, Golden State Warrior coach Steve Kerr, or San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich, I find it ironic how Popovich and other rich NBA leftists hate President Donald Trump for having the unmitigated gall to battle against illegal border crossers pouring into our republic and overwhelming our system, and to add insult to injury, building a good wall on our southern border. Yet, at the same time, neither Islamic slavery or black Africans and Christians in northern Africa or the brutal Chinese crackdown on young Hong Kong residents who don't want to live under the boot heel of communist brutality doesn't seem to bother the hypocritical NBA stars who have a bigger problem with America protecting her southern border than communist Chinese and Islamic brutality. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
And you know something? You can still go to the website, theronedwards.com, and wind up at the same place. Did you know that, Mr. D. Ron Edwards?
I know it now.
I'm telling you, they kept the same name, and so, you know, it is what it is, but that's okay. Maybe you need to say some extra words. Hey, listen, we got to talk about this congressional inquisition, if you will, and I just want you to listen to just a little bit of this. What was her name? Marie Yovanovitch. I want you to listen to just a little bit of this. I know it hurts, but this is what she had to say. She said that, and I'll just key it off here by saying, she said that the State Department didn't support her because they were all afraid of President Trump.
Klein's nipple hurt.
Yeah, here we go.
Secretary of Political Affairs is the number three person at the State Department.
Yes.
Did he indicate to you that he supported such a statement of support for you?
I think he must have, because I don't think he would have gone to the secretary if he didn't support it. I mean, you wouldn't bring a bad idea to the Secretary of State.
And your general understanding is that you did have the full support of the State Department, is that right?
Yes.
And in fact, during your 33-year career as a Foreign Service officer, did you ever hear of any serious concerns about your job performance?
No.
Was this statement of support ultimately issued for you?
No, it was not.
Did you learn why not?
Yes. I was told that there was a concern on the seventh floor that if a statement of support was issued, whether by the State Department or by the Secretary personally, that it could be undermined.
Now, the seventh floor is terminology for the Secretary of State's office. Who was the Secretary of State when all this happened?
Wasn't this,
Rex Tillerson.
Yeah. Tillerson, the guy who called Trump a silly name.
Yeah, I know.
I know. She went on to say, she, among the things that she said was that, quote, thus perhaps it was not surprising that when our anti-corruption efforts got in the way of a desire for profit of power, Ukrainians who preferred to play by the oddly corrupt rules sought to remove me. This is her quote.
Yeah.
And there's more to it that I have written down here, but it just continues to amaze me. Just when you watch this woman, she was not, as far as when you look at the situation, you see that she wasn't so concerned about all this corruption until the Trump administration and his friends got concerned about all the corruption and the graft going on
right
in Ukraine.
Right, because we were giving them money, and the money we were giving them was not going where it was supposed to go, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she's just representing, in my opinion, the old guard, the old corrupt guard, and they got caught with their hands in the cookie jar and all the mix-up, and so they're pissed off because Trump is actually trying to do the right thing.
Yep, speaking of corrupt, here he is, the bulging eyeballs guy.
The lizard?
Yeah, here we go.
Senko and Shokin were in touch with Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's lawyer and representative?
Yes.
In fact, did Giuliani try to overturn a decision that you participated in to deny Shokin a visa?
Yes, that is what I was told.
And that denial was based on Mr. Shokin's corruption?
Yes, that's true.
And was it Mr. Lutsenko, among others, who coordinated with Mr. Giuliani to peddle false accusations against you as well as the Bidens?
Yes, that is my understanding.
And were these smears also amplified by the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., as well as certain hosts on Fox?
Yes, that is the case.
In the face of this smear campaign, did colleagues at the State Department try to get a statement of support for you from Secretary Pompeo?
Yes.
Were they successful?
No.
All right, hold that thought because we got a caller on the line. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is David, your friendly Uber driver.
Okay, what's up there, David?
Hey, I watched that whole fiasco again today.
Why?
And what
Why?
I Why? Because I think it's important that we educate ourselves.
And okay, because a couple nights ago, you told me you couldn't stand watching it, so I thought you were going to put it up, but go ahead.
No, I said I couldn't stand what I saw. Mm. But anyways, what I noticed today was that when the Democrats asked her questions, they were very pointed and rehearsed answers. When the Republicans asked her questions, her facial expression was always pained, you know, like she was really feeling bad about having to answer this question. And if she was caught in a hot spot, she would kind of put it off and ask him to repeat the question, and then Schiff would say, "You're out of time." Click.
Yeah, she was lying, and it was very obvious to watch with her body language, okay?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was trying to say.
All right, thanks, David.
No.
All right,
yep.
Have a good night. Have a good night. And that's our Uber driver down here in Sarasota, David. He listens to us when he's out there. And what do you think?
Yeah, good call. That's exactly what happened. I was watching the same thing, and I noticed exactly when the Republicans were asking the questions, there was a sense of being uncomfortable and hemming and hawing and running out the clock, and then all of a sudden the lizard, "Oh, you're out of time." And it just kept going that way. It was a show trial.
Yeah. Now I want you to think about something for a second here. I want you to listen to Devin Nunez. We'll just listen to him. It's about 35 seconds long, and then I'll ask you what you think of what he says and what that means for the scheme of things. There. Here we go.
As the Democrats are well aware, no Republicans here know the whistleblower's identity because the whistleblower only met with Democrats, not with Republicans. Chairman Schiff claimed not to know who it is, yet he also vowed to block us from asking questions that could reveal his or her identity. Republicans on this committee are left wondering how it's even possible for the chairman to block questions about a person whose identity he claims not to know.
Now, keep in mind, a question for you from Eric in the audience on Facebook. What is your opinion regarding Charamella's connection, that's the whistleblower, to running point for Joe Biden carrying messages for him to the Ukraine?
Run that again. You were fading. Run the question again.
Charamella, who's the whistleblower, running and his connection to Joe Biden, there was a connection there, running messages for him to the Ukraine, back and forth between the CIA and the NSA and this, that, and the other, and all that.
Well, this is the ultimate level of corruption. And, you know, these people are despicable. And for the lizard to sit there and say that he did not know who the whistleblower is, and then say, "Well, we're going to block you from revealing it." Well, how can you block the revealing of somebody you don't know?
Okie dokie. Got to let you go. And okay, we will talk to you on Tuesday.
All right. Absolutely.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, everybody. And we'll be back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with a military and veterans news segment.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Day two of public hearings in the House impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump featured a career diplomat. Marie Yovanovitch said she felt threatened by the president as she detailed the story of being abruptly recalled from her post as U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine. Then the president attacked her with a tweet. The president's tweet said everywhere Marie Yovanovitch went turned bad, pointing to the time she spent in war-torn Somalia and in Ukraine, where Trump said the new Ukrainian president spoke unfavorably about her. Yovanovitch disagreed.
I actually think that where I've served over the years, I and others have demonstrably made things better, you know, for the U.S. as well as for the countries that I've served in.
He also defended his decision to pull her from her post, arguing the U.S. president has the absolute right to appoint ambassadors who serve, quote, at the pleasure of the president. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston, and they have another one, which is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. So, go online and check them out at naa.edu. Now, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, remember, they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. That is currently a day class series only. They'll be expanding that to where it'll be daytime, nighttime. But right now it's currently just day classes only. And then down here in Clearwater, Florida, they have day and night classes in the Tampa Bay area. Now, their phone number to find out more is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And when you call them, tell them you want to take the tour. You want to take a tour of their facility because it's definitely worth it for you to see what they have, how they teach you, the things they give you. For example, you get tools from them. You get uniforms from them. There's some esprit de corps with them, the whole nine yards, and you're really going to like it. You're really going to like it. And you military guys and gals, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. It's that simple. All righty. Well, let's take a look at what's going on. Now, Amazon Web Services has just filed paperwork to protest the Pentagon's decision to award its Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure cloud contract to Microsoft. Now, we knew that the AWS CEO, Andy Jassy, was going to do this because he said so in a press conference about a week ago after the competition heated up and Microsoft got it versus Amazon. We'll see where that goes. Now, President Trump has intervened in the three military justice cases involving service members charged with war crimes. He's issued pardons. He's cleared them of any wrongdoing, expunged their record, and has prevented the military from bringing the same charges against them again. This is U.S. Navy Chief Eddie Gallagher, who was restored to his full rank and will be allowed to retire as a chief from the U.S. Navy. This is also United States Army Green Beret Special Forces Major Matt Goldstein, who has been up in limbo for a while over a murder charge that, again, was a justified homicide to a justified murder to save people from being killed from an attacker. And it was United States Army First Lieutenant Clint Lorenz who ordered his men to take out some enemy combatants who wouldn't stop and were coming at them. And by the way, they had weapons and were ready to strike against them. So all of this is the right thing at the right time by the right people, and the president should be given kudos for what he did for these three individuals. Also, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, has opened the door for athletes at the nation's military academies to play professional sports after they graduate and delay their active duty service until they finish their time playing professional sports. Also, Lindsey Graham, who I had the chance to see and hear last night in Sarasota, Florida, according to sources, gave President Erdogan of Turkey a real ripping. Now, Graham reportedly told Erdogan, "You've done something no one thought was possible. You've united the United States against Turkey." And there's some truth in that, I'll tell you. And the impact from the last two decades of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan can be seen in dollars spent, lives shattered by injury or trauma, and dead service members that have been carried home. Now, the deeper, lasting costs of war are just not reflected in dollars, in body counts, are reflected in what you see it's done to families and whatnot. War is hell, always has been, always will be, and maybe, somehow, we'll be able to get a handle on this soon. Also, the Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that U.S. airstrikes targeting Islamic State fighters in Libya back in September knocked out nearly one-third of the group's fighters. Now, U.S. officials weren't sweating over a massive ISIS resurgence in the country either, because the ISIS guys that were there headed for the hills to other areas, mainly south, and we'll see what happens in Africa, as they did definitely head towards the southern part, back towards Nigeria and Niger and even Somalia. Now, North Korea has said that the United States has proposed a resumption of the stalled nuclear negotiations in December as they approach an end-of-the-year deadline set by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for the Trump administration to offer an acceptable deal to salvage the talks. We'll see what happens there. Also, the President Trump is demanding that South Korea pay roughly 500% more in 2020 to cover the cost of keeping U.S. troops on the peninsula. This, according to a congressional aide and an administration official, they confirmed that report to CNN. Now, I doubt the 500% is accurate. I might say 100%, but I don't think 500% is an accurate number. Also, the defense chiefs of South Korea and the United States reaffirmed on Friday, yesterday, the U.S. commitment for the defense of South Korea against North Korea and efforts to denuclearize the North. This, according to the South, their defense minister said that. Now, it is Veterans Month, the whole month of November, and we've talked about this. The Veterans Month has taken on a new meaning because there are different websites and different social media platforms where veterans can go to get questions answered in chat rooms and whatnot, Reddit being one of them. The Department of Defense is over there using Reddit as a means to answer questions that are sent to them. So you can go over there and check that out. And also a team of ocean explorers said that a U.S. submarine with 80 sailors on board when it disappeared in 1944 has been discovered in Japanese waters. How about that? How about that? Well, some people will be elated to find that out, I'm sure, after all these years. And the U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary David Norquist stuck up for the American Defense Forces and firms, saying that they should not be cut out of the European Union programs simply to strengthen its industrial base, meaning that more companies in Europe would be getting business versus companies in the United States. Well, in some cases, I think we can agree that the European companies can't do as well as the American companies on some things. By the way, SOCOM is working on a mechanical third arm that may tout a drone-killing weapon system the U.S. Special Operations Forces could eventually deploy with an articulated mechanical third arm that could potentially detect, track, and classify incoming unmanned aerial systems. This is according to Task and Purpose. Okay, Eric is saying that every month is Veterans Month, and every day is Patriots Day. Too many times, too many people only celebrate their support and patriotism when they are told to. Well, there's some truth to that, Eric, for sure. And that's why I fly my flag year-round, by the way, my American flag, with an American flag with a light to light it up at night, which is what you're supposed to do if you fly the flag at night. Somebody asked me that question last night, too, about the flag. All righty. We'll be right back. And we're going to take another look at the highways and byways, see if there's any change. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing,
manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, don't ever mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Alrighty, Jerry Reed out there smoking the Bandit and Company, and that's eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking, the theme song from that Smokey and the Bandit series that was out there. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot or Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You'll find out when you stop on by and see all the great things that they have to offer the truckers and the campers and the RVers and whatnot out on the highway, John Joe Traveler, whatever, because it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Well, a major coastal storm right now, this weekend, is intensifying along the southeastern part of the U.S. It's going to go up through the Middle Atlantic and deliver a number of weather impacts. Now, starting with heavy rain, we've already got rain in some of the areas of all the way up to New Jersey. We'll tell you about that in just a second here. And flooding is possible across even the eastern part of North Carolina and Virginia. High wind warnings are in effect for eastern North Carolina and into southeast Virginia and up into Maryland. And it could produce power outages. Here we go, just what you don't want. And by the way, some of those football games this weekend are going to be a bit soggy. Now, also, a variety of marine hazards are in effect right now, including coastal flooding concerns and riptides, dangerous riptides, right now in southeastern Virginia, the entire North Carolina coastline, and the entire South Carolina coastline down to the northern part of Georgia around Savannah. Now, there is rain right now in New Jersey. There is rain in Delaware. There is rain in Maryland, and that's pretty much along the I-95 corridor. As you move down the I-95 corridor, the rain is spotty, to say the least, but you've got the high winds certainly blowing around, and across North Carolina, right now, you've got on I-95, almost through the whole length of North Carolina, you've got some high winds there, so be careful, high-profile vehicles. Now, down in Florida, you've got rain along the east coast of Florida from about Brunswick, Georgia now, on down to around Fernandina Beach, the normal areas where if it's going to rain along the coast, it's going to rain there, and it is right now. Now, there is some weather also in the Gulf that could bring some showers today to areas over here by me and all the way up around the Panhandle and all the way over to Mobile and over towards New Orleans. And again, that's all in the weather today. Meanwhile, there is some snow still and some winter driving conditions up in Montana. And, I mean, there it is, I-90, I-94, the Indian Reservation, the Crow Indian Reservation up there. You could have some interesting driving up through there, so be prepared. The air quality, again, in Oregon, Medford, Oregon, east, out across through there again, is not very good, so be advised about that. And there is a high wind warning and some high winds right now up in upstate New York, the northern part of New York, north of Lake George, over towards Watertown. And then it pretty much goes in a straight line across New Hampshire, across Vermont, and across most of Maine tonight. So that's what it's looking like. And your Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And remember, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore when you go there. You're liable to find all sorts of things that'll really excite you, including the food that's there, because the food is second to nobody. And I will tell you that it's all good at the Pilots and the Flying J's these days. And stop on by and find out what I'm talking about. Stop on by. So there you go. By the way, Denise Simon coming up here in just a minute or so, just reminding you of that. And when we talk to her today, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, but we're going to, of course, start off with the military story, which is quite a story, with Chief Eddie Gallagher, Major Matt Goldstein, and First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, all being their cases against them being been expunged. And being pardoned 100%, so that's a good thing. Those are people that got caught up in the system, and
unfortunately, sometimes the system doesn't exactly do what you think it should do, but it is what it is, as we well know. Now, again, tomorrow I will be in Oldsmar at the Oldsmar Flea Market from noon to 3 p.m. I'll be there for the Two Guys Gun Show, which is going on today and tomorrow, all day at the flea market. I will be making a personal appearance tomorrow from noon to 3 p.m. Now, keep in mind that in Pinellas County, if you buy a gun in Pinellas County, if you buy a gun, you save on the sales tax versus Hillsborough or Pasco County. And you can also pick up your weapon in 3 days instead of waiting sometimes as long as 8 days. So check out more about them by going to twoguysshows.com, the website twoguysshows.com. And tell them the captain sent you. All righty, here we go. And on the telephone line, we've got Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got some tremendous news to report. We knew this was going to happen a couple of weeks ago. I've been reporting it ever since I first found out about it. But we've got United States Navy Chief Eddie Gallagher. We've got United States Army Special Forces Major Matt Goldstein. And we've got United States Army First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, who have all been pardoned. And their records have been expunged, and they can go on about their life.
Yippee skippies.
About damn time.
Yeah, I would argue there's some more that are out there.
That's correct.
This is a very, very good start.
Yep, that is correct. You are right about the more. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not surprised that this happened. We knew that it might be going on. I belong to an organization that was in the middle of all of this, and I gave them as much support as I could possibly give them. And I'm just very happy to see that everything worked out the way that we thought it would.
I guess the bigger question, and maybe, you know, Trump had this discussion, because the Pentagon was not in favor of this, by the way.
No, they were not.
I would say, you know, if you look at the cases, are we not, I mean, is the Taliban not the enemy?
Mm-hmm.
Are we not supposed to kill them if mm-hmm. we're being threatened?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's something very wrong there. But then again, this goes back to some really shaky rules of engagement at the time.
Yeah, and when you've got two guys who come up to you on a motor scooter that have got weapons, okay, and they don't stop, and they're warned to stop, and they don't, and they're coming at you, and you can see the weapons, and they're reaching for them, what are you going to do?
Well, and I think there's some situations where there was some exculpatory evidence that was withheld that seems to
right.
be...
Right.
It seems to be quite the pattern in government.
Politically correctness run amok is what I call it, and they're trying to do it in the military with a universal code of military justice, and it just can't happen.
Well, anyway, yeah. We got three people. I think Clint Lawrence gets out today.
Yes. Well, he may have already gotten out. There's a report circulating. He may have gotten out at midnight local time, which would have been Kansas, which would have been, let's see, an hour. I think that's Central Time.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. very happy.
All right. Well, I'm going to, let's see here. We got about a minute left here, so let's just get this out there. Adam Shifty Schiff, a lot of people I've been talking to, watching him with the bug eyes and all that stuff, they think that we ought to be giving drug tests to all of our politicians as well as other people in the government.
Okay.
All right, hold that thought. Here we come, folks, with our top of the hour break. The news, we'll be right back, Denise Simon and I, and then we will be talking about Marie Yovanovitch. Yep, she felt threatened by Trump. Yeah, sure, I felt threatened by Marie. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.